This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
Peter, the inspiration for our podcast, Life in the Front Office, just as the title implies, is to encourage, educate, guide, and do all that we can to help people who are listening with information and thoughts about how they may find an opportunity in the business world of sports. And on that front, Peter, when you look for an executive, you're going to hire someone, what are the qualities that you look for? What are you seeking in that person that you're going to bring on as a part of your organization, or perhaps as a leader of one of your departments?
So, Fred, you know, going back to any moment in our lives, you know, up until maybe the last five, I don't think you or I ever heard the phrase, "I'm going to build my personal brand." I thought Fruit Loops might be a brand or Kellogg's, but I think you and I probably looked at it as let your actions speak for themselves, and that will develop your reputation. And it takes a long time to build a good reputation, and you know, a minute to mess it all up. But I look for people that have good reputations and are, you know, when you come to work, it's got, and myself included, anybody top to bottom, it's got to be organization first. And, you know, it's not about personal interests or personal side agendas. So that is one thing I look for. The person that we just hired in marketing, we hired, you know, we had a need in the marketing area. We were not strong in that area the past couple of years. So we made a change. And the person comes from the last 12 years of his career at Disney. So he's, you know, he's not a person that's bounced around here and there. And, you know, this was something of a dream job for him. He just started in the past month and he's really hit the ground running and made a difference. So when we add from the outside, it's always kind of a calm and thorough diligence process. And it was a tough call because we had other good candidates. But more often than not, we're going to hire skilled and motivated people and let them grow in the organization and hire from within or promote from within. As an example, we recently did that in the finance area. So those are the two changes that we made recently. And both have been real solid competency upgrades as well as culture upgrades. And I think if we're talking about the Padres in 5 years, I don't think you'll see any other differences in our senior executives. They love being a part of this. They love the possibilities. And it's because hopefully we've created an environment that fosters that. And, you know, one of the things, or among the important things that we do, is we always challenge ourselves to be better. Our CEO, who sits in the office next to me, has had really good success here, but he's, you know, he's constantly in the front of his mind is just how we can do, how can we do this better? And it's a pretty well-oiled machine. Now we just have to win some baseball games.
Growing up in the environment, in the O'Malley family, what have you taken away from that experience? You've got many experiences in business, but what about that process of growing up? What is that there that you've carried with you to your current position?
Well, aside from just a really deep love of the game and what it means in our society, and I remember the first time I heard Bud Selig say that baseball is a social institution, it resonated with me. And that's important, I think, certainly important to me and others around here. But when it comes to running a franchise, I learned so much from my grandfather and my uncle. And I'll get to a second part of that. But what I really learned from it is there's great value in stability as long as it's combined with excellence. And that's where I believe our franchise is going. We have a great, talented executive team on the business side. And while I would say maybe perhaps a bit misunderstood on the baseball side, we just have a great and stable organization. And everybody strives for excellence day after day. And that's what I saw so I mentioned my grandfather and my uncle Peter, who I talk to still regularly. The executives were an equally important part of that. And I think of the Dodger executives that built and led that franchise to do many historic things, going back to signing Jackie Robinson before I was born. And, Fred, what was the rallying cry in Brooklyn? You know, we'll get him next year or something.
Yes. Wait till next year.
Wait till next year. And that was a while ago, but you know, that baseball's a roller coaster. You don't win every year, but you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy the ups as much as the downs. But like in any organization, it comes down to people. And the executives I saw, with the Dodgers growing up, and there was probably a good couple of generations of them, Fred among the small handful at the top of my list, they made such a difference. And when there's so much turnover in sports these days, you don't win one year and people freak out. I've told our general manager, now our president of baseball, heading into this season, my feelings on him are not going to change if we have all kinds of bad luck and win 75 games, or if we have all kinds of great luck and win the World Series, So one of the first moves I did when I late last year took over complete control of the franchise is I extended our CEO and our president of baseball for 6 years, not because I want to force stability on things, but because they've earned it. And with, they've earned my trust 100%. And, there's a real passion to win here, which I can remember, Fred, when you acquired Eddie Murray, and I was, watching him in spring training, and I'm like, man, this guy makes a difference. And Reggie Smith, and it was just so inspiring to see, no matter what good outcome might have happened the year before, there's always a mandate to get better. And a lot of that just completely informs the way I look at the Padres and where we can get to.
I know that your primary business, which you continued in, or your primary before the Padre involvement, is as the lead manager for Seidler Equity Partners. And I suspect by your description, as I'm well aware of, that there's quite a bit of a Warren Buffett influence also in your evaluations of companies and people and front offices.
Yeah, 100%. I love everything about Warren Buffett that I know. And, kind of in our little private equity shop, especially back in the early days, we would say we got to we got to grow into a tiny version of Warren Buffett. So, you know, there's nobody like him. I'm sure the mold was broken, but he empowers his people. He focuses on the people and then lets them do what they do best. And, you know, what I talked about before about, you know, the combination of stability and excellence. Yes, I learned that from not only my grandfather and my uncle, but also from my father, who was in the investment banking business. And sure. that's weaved into everything in Seidler Equity. And, you know, it really, in my view, applies to any organization. If there's constant change and turnover and, you know, always thinking the grass is greener, I don't think you ever get anywhere. And, you know, that it's really been a core theme of the success that Seidler Equity Partners has had in private equity. And again, certainly weaved into the fabric of the Padres at this point.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune into each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.